Nowadays, even being a single mother is a flex. What's the problem? Nowadays, being a single mom is actually a flex. Like, yeah, I got a kid, but I don't have a man. Like, someone is proud to be a single mom out here. Yo, guys, we need to just take a moment and sit down and find out where the problem is. Hey, wagwan, what's up? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are y'all feeling? Are you feeling Gucci? Are you feeling Ire? Because I'm feeling amazing today. Actually, I'm in a better mood than I was the previous episode. So welcome to another amazing episode. This is episode 141 and I'm your host, Awino Awiti. So today, this is also a list series. You know, the list series are one of my favorite series on this podcast. I love them. It's where I give you a list on a certain topic of the things that I think it depends on the topic. So today we're gonna be talking about some things that, yeah, I think we need to bring back. So you ever look around and just realize we've modernized everything? I feel like nowadays we've modernized everything, especially with the social media era, with this generation, like with technology, we've modernized everything. We've got faster phones, smarter apps, shorter attention spans thanks to TikTok. But somewhere in all this progress, we've lost the things that made life real. The cultures that held us together, the greetings that meant something, the storytelling nights, the unspoken rules of love, respect, and community. So this episode isn't about going back in time, but it's about remembering what time tried to erase, what we as a generation, we are trying to erase. So today we're talking about the cultures we need to bring back, the simple, beautiful things that made us human and made us belong. Oh, actually did us. This is, I got this inspo. I did a segment of this topic on my podfest live show. If you missed it, too bad. It was amazing. And I engaged with the audience when I was on stage, and I got a lot of points from the audience. Wow, it was such an amazing audience. I learned a lot because I just realized, yo, there are a lot of cultures that we actually need to bring back. So I was like, yeah, I need to make this an episode because maybe someone, a lot of people, actually those people who missed the podcast need to think about it, that there are cultures out here that we actually need to bring back. So the first culture I think we need to bring back is the "it takes a village" upbringing. You remember when you were growing up, the community, the village used to be in charge of raising a kid, like a child, the upbringing of a kid. Like it takes a village, like they always say, it takes a village to raise a kid. That's what we used, that's what used to happen when you used to grow up. When example, you as a kid, you unezafanya makosa, but then a neighbor can correct your kid and say, okay, even kitambo hata majirani alikuwa anaweza chapa mtoto, alikuwa anaweza kuchapa. Me growing up, jirani alikuwa anakuchapa. Jua mwana mfanya makosa and your parent is not around, but the neighbor had the right to correct another person's kid. It was like the village was in charge of taking care of the kid. It was in charge of the upbringing, that whole community, where the whole community helped raise a child and not just the parents. So someone was, if another person who's not your parent, a neighbor, a relative, will see that your kid is maybe going astray, they had the authority and the right to like correct them, even if it means giving them a few strokes, a few beating here and then correcting them. And it was okay because the village was in charge of upbringing. But nowadays utachapa mtoto watu upelekwe kwa koti, utapelekwa kotini ukichapa mtoto, ukichapa mtoto mwenyewe utapelekwa kotini. Nowadays parents don't Like if even other people correct their kids, they'll tell you, so you're the one who knows how I'm going, how I'm supposed to raise my kid. I'm going to raise my kid how I want to raise my kid. And that's why I'm going to say something. And that's why nowadays the world has a lot of terrible parents. I said what I said. The world nowadays is full of terrible parents because we have lost the culture of it takes a village upbringing. We have lost the culture of the community. Culture of upbringing a kid, we have lost it. Nowadays it's you and your parent. If your parent is a terrible parent, man, sucks for you. Now, because nowadays there's that seclusion that comes with bringing up a kid. People don't even care about other people's kids. Utaona tu, some other kid is going the wrong way, but you're like, okay, it's not my kid, it's none of my business, I'm gonna mind my business. But Kitambo, that's how we used to be brought up. Someone will correct you. That's how I think we were more disciplined. Actually, I grew up in a more disciplined. I was a very disciplined kid, although nilikuwa kichongumu, but I've still like there was that nice upbringing, that community upbringing, that I knew what was right and what was wrong, and I knew that it was not only my parents who necessarily had to correct me when I was wrong. So we need to bring that community upbringing, that it takes a village upbringing, because nowadays a lot of kids nowadays don't have a lot, they don't have respect, they have lost respect for other, even other people, elderly people. Kids don't respect people who are not there, who are older than them. They do not have respect at all for such people because we've lost the community upbringing. So that is one culture I deeply feel, man, we need to bring back. We need to bring back. And in relation to actually family, we also need to bring back the full family culture. What happened to the full family culture, the full family dynamics? We've normalized single parenthood so much. Nowadays, even people are proud to be single moms. Where did that come from? We've normalized single parenthood. We've normalized single moms, single dads, which sucks. We need to bring back the full family culture, where a kid will be raised with a present mother, a present father, and the family is full. We need to bring back the healthy families. Nowadays, we've normalized toxic families. We've normalized broken families. We normalize. Where are we headed as a world, as a generation? We need to bring back the full family culture, man. Let's stop normalizing toxicity where we praise broken families, where we praise single mothers. Nowadays, even being a single mother is a flex. What's the problem? Nowadays, being a single mom is actually a flex. Like, yeah, I got a kid, but I don't have a man. Like, someone is proud to be a single mom out here. Yo, guys, we need to just take a moment and sit down and find out where the problem is. Because we can't be normalizing broken families over here. We can't be praising single parenthood. No. When did you start normalizing that? Bring back full family cultures. Bring back the full family dynamics, man. We've lost that and we need to bring it back. Another culture that I think we need to bring back is the neighborliness culture. I'm not sure if neighborliness is actually an English word, but from the word being neighborly. Like, growing up, we used to be so close to our neighbors. I remember me growing up, like, your neighbor is someone who is so close to you, is your friend. Like, a day can't miss without you talking to your neighbor, saying hi to your neighbor. But nowadays, especially in this Shambala Wamawe, in this city, Nairobi, hey, the neighborliness culture is out. People don't even care about their neighbors. Imagine a year can pass and you haven't even seen your neighbor. Some people actually don't even know how their neighbors look like. Ati, minding your business, no, it doesn't apply to being neighborliness. What does it mean when you say be your brother's keeper? Even the Bible says something like that. You need to be your brother's keeper, be your sister's keeper. And that's why the Bible is promoting neighborliness. Even there's a commandment that says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. What are we doing with that? What happened to the love? This was the love we taught from the Bible, loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. Nowadays, we don't even care about our neighbors, let alone loving them. We don't even care about our neighbor. We don't even know who's our neighbor. I was even giving an example of this point when I was at Podfest, and I was saying how nowadays that chumvi kisha katikati ya usiku, you can't go knocking on your neighbor's door to ask for some salt because you don't even talk to your neighbor, so you can't even go ask help from your neighbor because you don't even talk. You don't know even how your neighbor looks like. You don't know your name. You don't know their name. You never say hi. So we need to bring back the neighborliness culture where you just, if you see a neighbor, greet them. You just, like, it's nice to have some. That's why I was even saying, this stuff of, there are stories, nowadays, just case, but there was a time, there was a rampant, there was a lot of rampant cases of people committing suicide in estates, especially here in Nairobi, people committing suicide. And how did they commit this suicide, you may ask? They would even, you see these buildings that have like rooftops, they would go and throw themselves from the rooftop and die. So if we still had this neighborliness culture where we'll know how our neighbor is doing, we'll be friends with our neighbor, we'll like take care of our neighbor, we'll just be concerned with our neighbor's lives, then those cases wouldn't have been rampant as they are nowadays. Because by the time neighbor wako jirani wako anaenda huko juu kujirusha, lazima kukuwe na concerns, lazima kukuwe na signs, hata wewe umesema tu, manze, this guy is not okay, there's signs. So we need to bring back the neighborliness culture. It's going to prevent a lot of stuff. It's going to prevent a lot of conflicts amongst us. So yeah, bring back the neighborliness culture. Go and look. If you're listening to this episode, this is your homework. This is, make a point to know who your neighbor is. Make a point to know who your neighbor is. Be concerned. Just set you daku sasa. You know, sit na if you tonight if you come at the eye. That's like being in someone's business. But actually, it's just, man, loving your neighbors. You love yourself. Just being concerned for a fellow citizen, a fellow someone. Just being concerned, and it helps. So make a point to know who your neighbor is. Just say hi. Know what they're about. So zingata, maybe that neighbor can be your destiny connector. Can connect you to some opportunity, and you're just there sitting on your lap. You don't care about your neighbor. So yeah, bring back the neighborliness culture. Another culture I feel like we need to bring back is the dating culture, the courting, the courtship, and the dating culture. Bring it back, man. Nowadays love is boring, relationships are boring. Men don't want to go the route where they court ladies, they approach ladies, they court them, and then they date them, and then they get married. Nowadays people want to pen a shortcut. Guys love shortcuts out here. You'll meet a guy and then they'll be like, let's meet at a club, let's go out, let's go and party. Now that's a date, bruh. Ha. No, we need to bring back the dating culture where a guy will suit you. They'll chase you. They'll text you. You'll talk for months. Squeezy talking stage na kwanga. They don't even last a week nowadays. Kitambo, the courting where a guy is interested in a lady. They'll be interested in a lady, and then they'll follow the right path. But then if a long time ago when people were dating, the dating culture was so serious, the courtship, the period was very important. When a guy notices a girl and is interested, they don't even approach the girl first. They approach maybe the brother. Until when the brother gives them the go ahead, that's when they approach the girl, and then they wanna tupa mistari, and then they start courting takes, they start talking actually, not even courting, they start talking. That's happened to talking stage in Anza. You talk for a few months, and then they court. Now they start dating. They get to know each other. Then after dating, maybe the guy proposes. That's how it should be. Nowadays, guys love shortcuts. Guys just want to meet, go out for drinks, party, 3 months, 2 months. You propose, and then you want to start life, and then you get married. That's why there are a lot of broken marriages out here, because you really don't take the time to know who you are dating. That's which is something I've learned. Like, it's very important to know who you're dating and very important to know who you're getting married to. So the dating culture, the courting, the courtship period, that really helps to know who you're dating. So bring back the dating culture, bring back the courting culture. It was so nice. It was so nice. I feel like if you bring that culture back, it will prevent a lot of broken families, broken marriages, because you get to know someone so well. Squeezy talking stage 1 week. How will you know someone in 1 week? You can't. You can never. So bring back the the dating culture, another culture that I feel like we really, 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 we really, really need to bring back is caring mothers. I said we need to bring back caring mothers. We can't normalize deadbeat moms. I have refused deadbeat moms. We've already normalized girls not wanting to get married or choosing either if they want to get married or not. Or we've normalized girls choosing to be child free. No conflict over there. It's your choice. It's your body. But we can't normalize deadbeat moms. I have refused. Because in this world, there's no one who's gonna love you as much as your mom. So if you're alive, if you're a mom and you're alive and you have a kid out there and you are deadbeat and you're not, you don't care about that kid, and you still have the capacity to take care of that kid, but you don't want that responsibility, you're a deadbeat mom, please change. Because as someone, I'm speaking of this from a point I'm speaking from a personal experience, because I've grown without a mom. I lost my mom when I was so young, when I was 4 years, and I know the void that leaves you with when you grow up without a mom. Because a mother's love, it's incomparable to any other kind of love, and mother's love is everything to a kid. So if you have a chance to take care of your kid and you're a deadbeat mom, no. Please, you bring back the caring moms, man. You see the video I was talking about, the video that went very well, I was talking about child free and marriage on TikTok, and the guys out there who are coming up front and just, the ladies out there were just coming up front, bare chested, and just saying how they were proud to be deadbeat moms. And it really shook me. I was like, when did we normalize deadbeat moms? In fact, I never actually knew they were deadbeat moms until that video. So when did we normalize deadbeat moms? We can't. That I've refused. We can never normalize deadbeat moms. And we can't. No, there's no excuse for you to be a deadbeat mom. I said what I said. Because no one's going to love your kid as much as the mom. No one will ever love your kid as much as you, the mother. Even a dad. A mother's love. You can't compare mom's love to anything. So bring back caring mothers, man. Bring back caring mothers, man. We can't normalize deadbeat moms. Yo, nimekata. Abadan Katan. Okay. Another culture I feel like we need to bring back is masculinity. Bring back masculine men. Nowadays, men want to be babied so much. Men want to be girls so bad. Men want to be feminine so bad. We don't even have we are actually running short of masculine men nowadays. Men want to be girls so bad. They want to be princesses so bad. They want to be feminine so bad. They want to be babied so bad. And it sucks, man. Bring back masculine men. Bring back masculinity. Bring back masculinity. And this even goes back to this point. There was an episode I was discussing this with, the episode where I was talking about, do girls have it easier? I was talking, the episode with Panwell and Kenyan Blend. We were talking about 50-50 in relationships. And it sparked a lot of conversation. Always on TikTok, there are a lot of people with different opinions. And I love it. So it sparked a lot of conversations about our girlies were like, no, we can't normalize 50-50. Hell nah. The guy is supposed to be the head of the family. The guy is supposed to be responsible. If not 50-50, at least make it 80-20, if not 100%, because it's the sole responsibility of the man to always take charge and take just responsibility or just be in charge. So girlies were like, nah, we can never normalize 50-50. And then the men were like, nah, it's a girl's issue. We can do 50-50. Yeah, those are men who want to be feminine so bad, who want to be taken care of. Okay, it's not bad. I'm not saying men shouldn't be taken care of. Don't misquote me. But bring back masculine men. Men who will take responsibilities. You know, masculine men take responsibilities. Nowadays, men even don't want to acknowledge their responsibilities as men. They wait for women. I feel like that's when even women, we've been empowered to the point that we take much responsibilities. We even start being responsible for the things that men should do, because men nowadays, they just want to be babied. They want to be princesses so much. So bring back masculine man. Bring back masculinity. Okay, another culture. I feel like I don't have a lot of this because I already did this on Podfest. So this is like a mini-sode. Another culture that we need to bring back is love. Bring back true, deep love. Love that consumes you. Yani, deep, bring back true, deep love. Nowadays, it's so difficult to just find love. Why? Why is it so hard to find love nowadays? Like, it's like looking for a gold mine. It's so difficult to find love. And this again, I'm transmati. You can start believing that not everyone is meant to find love in this life. It's just for a few, because it's so difficult to find love nowadays because we've normalized toxicity so much. That is something that needs to be, we need to blame that on normalizing toxicity. We've not normalized toxic masculinity. We've normalized toxicity to the point that people are afraid to be seen that they care. Caring and loving someone, caring deeply for someone and loving someone is seen as being weak. Is seen as being vulnerable, too vulnerable. People are scared of being seen as vulnerable. People are scared of being seen as loving, as caring. So you better be toxic than be someone who's in love. People are even scared of admitting that they're in love. Bring back love. Bring back true deep love. Bring back the soap opera's love. We need that love, man. The world needs more love. The world of today needs more love. The world of today needs more love. It's full of the world, because the world is full. It's full of so much hatred, so much toxicity, especially in the social media era. The world is full of so much hatred. Guys are so toxic. Guys are so heartless. Guys are people just don't care about each other so much as it should be. We need to care. We need to love more. We need to care more. Bring back love. Bring back true emotional deep love, and love that doesn't make you feel ashamed. Let's stop. Yeah, we should stop being embarrassed of being in love, and we should stop embarrassing people who are in love. If you listen to the previous episode, episode 140, where I was talking about the marriage Ubamba Mafala, where I don't really actually advocate for that because it promotes toxicity. It's like shaming people who are in love. People, yeah, we've normalized toxicity to the point that we shame people who are in love. That's why people are so scared of love nowadays. People are so scared of showing that they love, of showing that they care, because we've normalized toxicity. So bring back love. True deep love. Let's promote love more, man. Let's promote love more. We need more love. Everyone needs love. So yeah, those are some of the cultures I feel like we need to bring back. And then the last one, a bonus point. The last culture we need to bring back. We need to bring back 22 episode series, man. Bring back 22 episode series. Yo, remember the days, especially the era of the 2000s, early 2000s, the series where in an episode, the television series, like you'll find in a series, one season has 22 episodes. You will see how the characters have been developed, how the storyline flows, the writing. Oh, bring back 22 episode series. That's why actually I put my Netflix account on hold, because nowadays the movies, the TV shows nowadays, they're not giving. They're not giving nowadays. You wait for you can wait for a season to be released for 2 years and they just release 10 episodes. Bring back. We need to bring back the 22 episode series. Well, you will sleep the whole night. You will be up all night just watching a season. That's why actually, like I was saying, I put my Netflix account on hold, because man, I'm in my era of watching the early 2000s series, and most of them are not actually on Netflix. So I'm watching the early 2000s. So I'm watching Scandal right now. I've actually never watched Scandal. Happiness is discovering a series that was released years ago and has 22 episodes each season. That is real happiness. Oh, I'm so happy. When I started watching Scandal, actually started watching it last week, and I'm obsessed. I'm on season five. I don't even want it to end. It has 7 seasons, and it's so interesting. The writing in that series, the character development, the storytelling, the themes that they're addressing in that series. Ah, man. Shonda Rhimes, take your flowers. Oh, that girl is a genius. That lady, that woman, she's a genius. She's the one who created Scandal. And she actually made it to my role model list. Because I admire her style, admire her brain, her style of writing. She's inspiring because I'm an upcoming writer, an upcoming filmmaker. So she's inspired me in those lines. Cause yeah, I admire her pen game, man. That girl can create a character. She can develop a character. She can make you fall in love with the character. She can make that character your entire life. Yo, she can make you invested in that character. Like now, I'm so invested in Scandal. It's so interesting. And I'm here just wondering, how have I never watched Scandal all these years? But I'm not even complaining. I love, especially I'm watching it at the right moment. I don't even care. I'm watching it at the right moment because now I'm not only watching it as an audience. I'm watching it as a writer, as a script writer. I'm watching it as a filmmaker, as a director, as a cinematographer. So there's all this, like a filmmaker generally. So there are a lot of things I'm seeing that I feel like if I watched it earlier, I wouldn't have seen all those things. So yeah, Scandal is, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with Olivia Pope and Fitz and their relationship and their forbidden love. Oh my God, it's so interesting. Like Shonda got us rooting for an affair, literally. It's crazy. But yeah, we should bring back 22 episode series. Actually, nowadays filmmakers are writers, filmmakers, movie producers, series producers. Y'all are lazy, man. Y'all are lazy. Producing 10 episodes in 2 years, that's being lazy. I don't know if it's the budget or it's the storytelling, but I don't know. It can't be the budget because if you see the production in a certain series, you can just know in a certain movie and a certain TV show, you can just know it. The budget wasn't the problem. So I feel like it's the creativity. People are now being we like things that are ending fast. We don't want to take the long route where you build a character. You take years to build a character, to build a story, to address a lot of things. That's why I love Scandal so much. It has addressed a lot of, especially as a feminist. Oh, that series has a lot of, like, the feminism aspect as a theme. It has come up so much. It has addressed a lot of things: racism, feminism, women empowerment, the LGBTQ stuff. Oh, it has addressed a lot of stuff. And yeah, that's what storytelling should be like. That's what movies and series, that's what TV shows should be like. You develop a character to the point that you are able to address a lot of themes through the character's journey, through the entire story. So yeah, bring back 22 episode series, man, bring back that. So after Scandal, I don't know what to watch. I should start Grey's Anatomy because it's also Shonda Rhimes' work, and it has, I was even checking it on season 25. I'm like, hey, if I start that one, when will I ever finish it? But I love it. I don't even care. As long as it's gonna be interesting, I'm in for it. I mean, my era, me nowadays, I don't want to watch a series that has a season that has 10 episodes. No, I don't have time for that. I want people to sit and just be amazed and just see the character development. So yeah, I'm watching Scandal, and if you are listening to this and you've never watched Scandal, this is your sign, baby. This is your sign. If you love thriller drama, hey, it's about the government, the US government, and the shenanigans, the scandals, the everything. It's just amazing. Just watch, make a point to watch Scandal. It's amazing. Nowadays, I was in a rut the past 2 weeks. I was feeling like life sucks. But watching that series, watching Scandal, it kind of saved me. It helped me escape. It was like an escape from my reality, and it was nice. So yeah, should. So that's the purpose of this episode, of this series, of this 22 episodes, this long series. It's something that helps you escape from your reality, and at the same time you're able to learn, because it's the stories are able to address a lot of themes and put out the word on certain things, put out word, create awareness basically. So yeah, bring back that. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this episode, because one thing about me, if I start rambling over here about Scandal and series and watching and movies, I'm not gonna finish this episode right now. So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and please make it a point, comment down the comment section and tell me what cultures you think we need to bring back. This was a snippet of my live show on Podfest, and I just felt that it was right for it to make it on an episode. So yeah, that's what's up. Those are cultures deeply that I think we need to bring back, and I think I'm gonna do a part 2 maybe years later, because in this modern world, man, things that we're just losing our cultures day in, day out. So we need to be reminded to bring them back, to go back to our roots, right? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to check our YouTube. Oh, the guys are loving the friendship episode. Iliguza wengi. Friendship is actually a delicate topic. I actually realized that Iliguza way, because on TikTok, another video actually, it's doing so well about, we're talking about love bombing in friendship, and hey, Iliguza way. So I'm loving the interactions. It feels so validating when I create content and people resonate with it. Oh, it makes me feel like, I'm on the right track. I was like, I'm about you guys, I'm about to Olivia Pop out of this shit. Anyway, that was my time for today. I'm gonna have to love and leave you over here. Hope you've enjoyed. I'll see you on the next episode. And remember, like I always say, your mind is your greatest asset, so use it well. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.